Switching gears now. Most people probably know that the Grammy Awards is one of the most anticipated events in music every year. But what you might not know is that we actually see only a few of those shiny little gold gramophones awarded on the television program. In fact, there were more than 100 different categories recognized last year. But the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the organization that hands out the Grammys, decided that that was too many, so they did some trimming. More than 30 categories were eliminated or merged with other categories. For example, genres like Native American, Zydeco, and Cajun music were merged into a new catch-all Best Regional Roots Music category. And that has upset many artists, even those who don't compete in those categories. And 4 artists affected by the change have even filed a lawsuit. We wanted to hear more about this, so we've called upon Felix Contreras. He is a reporter at NPR's Arts Desk and the co-host of Alt Latino. That's the online program about Latin alternative music. And he's been covering this story for NPR. But we do want to let you know that Felix knows a couple of the litigants, and he's actually performed with one of them. So with that being said, Felix, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So why are people so upset about this?
They're upset about the way the changes were made. Now, NARIS established a committee to make the changes, and the lawsuit alleges that the committee operated in relative secrecy and the changes were made without consulting its members, and it's a membership organization, so it was a violation of its own rules.
What's the bigger issue? Is the bigger issue the concern that these categories won't get as much attention if they don't have an individual category to recognize the work? Is it that the people who are doing the judging don't know enough about all these genres? Is that the bigger issue?
These are genres that are outside the mainstream. These are genres that don't make a lot of money, don't sell a lot of records. But a lot of people feel that they represent basically the social fabric of this country. Zydeco, Cajun, Latin jazz, Hawaiian music. Blues, there were some blues categories were affected. Mexican regional categories were affected. So there's a larger social issue involved with the complaint against the changes.
Well, give an example, like Latin jazz, for example. Let's give an example of that. What happened in Latin jazz?
Latin jazz was established as its separate category in 1995 after decades of people trying to get this to happen. And what happened was that they eliminated that category, and now the Latin jazz musicians compete against other jazz musicians in 4 jazz categories.
Okay. Do you want to play a short clip from one of the nominees just so people have an understanding of what we're talking about?
Sure. This is a cut from the nominated album Alma Adentro by the Puerto Rican saxophonist Miguel Zenon. This track is called Silencio.
Just listening to this, why wouldn't these artists feel that they can effectively compete in jazz overall?
This style of jazz can certainly compete within the any number of the categories. This album is features a big band, so it's within the large ensemble category. But there are other genres, other styles of Latin jazz that are more, for lack of a better word, you know, they play on the clave, they play ethnic music. There's Afro-Cuban styles, Puerto Rican styles. Some of these musicians don't feel like they can compete against maybe Herbie Hancock or Pat Metheny, much better name, much more popular styles of jazz.
I understand that one of the most controversial changes is within the Best Regional Roots Music Album category. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, there used to be a separate Zydeco category, Hawaiian music, even polka had its own category. And what they did was they combined them all into this catch-all category. And critics of the changes wonder how Academy members can be expected to evaluate the differences in such a diverse group of genres and styles.
Well, let's hear from one of the nominated tracks from that category. This is the Rebirth Brass Band from their album called Rebirth of New Orleans. This is called The Dilemma. So the argument is that something like this, which has a very kind of popular and accessible sound, you put that against something that perhaps is more ethnically specific or that is more difficult or less well-known, like Hawaiian ethnic music or something like that, and people say it's never going to win.
It's like, how do you judge? I mean, after all, you know, that's one of the complaints against the Grammys in general. It's like it's a competition, and music isn't really a competition, as some people feel. So then when you're judging that style of music against a Hawaiian slack key, guitarist or maybe a zydeco band or even a polka, a traditional polka with the accordions and all that. You know, it's some feel like it's how do you compare the two and then choose a winner?
Now, what does the Academy have to say? As we said, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences is the organization that gives these awards out. The president is Neil Portnow, and you've talked with him. What does he say about this?
They have not ventured from their message that of the need for change within the Grammys and insisting that all the musicians affected, they simply have to compete in other categories. No one is being excluded or denied a chance to be recognized. And after they made the announcement last April, NARIS officials took a number of road trips to different cities to explain and defend the changes. And in New York City, they had a confrontational meeting with a lot of the Latin jazz musicians whose category was eliminated.
And how did that go? Where does it go from here? I understand that some of the musicians have organized a picket in front of the Staples Center Sunday evening before the Grammy broadcast this Sunday. But other than that, and we mentioned that there was a lawsuit, what is your sense of where things are going from here?
I've been told that there have been conversations going on between representatives who represent these categories and then within the music industry and then NARIS officials, kind of back channel diplomacy that's been going on. So it's anyone's guess, really, about what's going to happen. But when I interviewed Neil Portnow earlier this year when the controversy was just starting to brew, I got the sense that there would be room for change to the changes. You know, they would reconsider. Like I said, it's anyone's guess, but I think that after this year's awards, that we may hear something, that there may be some changes.
But what about your argument that you made earlier? And I've heard other artists say this before, that this is art is not a competition. And so, therefore, it really shouldn't matter, that it might be nice to be recognized in this way, but artists are saying that, you know, some artists don't even want to participate in this because they feel that it just isn't appropriate to the endeavor that they're, this kind of cultural work.
Sure. And that's a philosophical argument that's sort of separate from this controversy right now. What happens is like, let's say you're a Latin jazz musician, and like, for example, there's a guy named John Santos who's a band leader out of San Francisco in the Bay Area. He's been an NARIS member for 25 years. He's volunteered his time for the music in the schools. He's paid his dues, and he's upset that his category, he's been nominated, I think, 4 or 5 times. His category is now eliminated, and as a member of this organization, he feels a little disappointed and let down by the group after these changes.
Okay, finally, before we let you go, I hate to go pop on you, but there are the popular categories that are more familiar to those of us as viewers because we watch the program, sure, you know, itself. So what's your prediction for Best Album of the Year, if you don't mind my putting you on the spot?
Every time I predict, I lose. I've got this long track record. Although, you know, Of being wrong, man. But I do got to say, I really like Adele. And I think that she interestingly brought a breath of melody and soul to the music industry this year that I think was people were lacking, which is why I think it was so.
Her album 21 received many, many nominations, is very widely played. And, well, tell me, what do you like about it? And what is it you think people are responding to?
I think melody. You know, I think that just getting back to, you know, pretty songs. You know what's interesting? I had a conversation with someone who was saying, oh, well, you know, this country doesn't really have a culture and all that. This is an instance of, you know, people from Britain, British musicians, bringing our culture back because that's essentially a soul album. And it could be, it comes from, you know, when I traveled through Memphis this summer, I was reminded of just about how bluegrass, blues, gospel, it all combined to make soul music. And here, these musicians are bringing it back to us, and it's so popular, you know, there's something there.
Okay. Well, I think if you haven't heard any cut from 21, then you probably don't have a radio.
Right.
And so we don't need to end on that. What do you want to end on? Take us out on something. What do you want to end on?
You know, there's an album nominated in Best Blues Album. It's by the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. And there's their album is called Revelator, and there's a track called Midnight in Harlem that my wife really loves. And I really like it as well.
Okay, well, we'll end on that. That's Felix Contreras. He's a reporter at NPR's Arts Desk. He's the co-host of Alt Latino. That's the online program that explores Latin alternative music. And he's been covering this story for NPR. Felix, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from.